Stay wired. Post-tech update today. We're going to revisit a top-notch call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that you absolutely need to hear. As I've said so many times, nothing you do online is ever really anonymous, something that users of the website Glassdoor are just finding out. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by SimpliSafe. Save 20% on a new SimpliSafe system with a Fast Protect plan at simplisafekim.com. If you don't already know, Glassdoor is a site where employees can post anything about any business, anonymously, or so they thought. Glassdoor attracts many disgruntled former employees who leave the most scathing and many times untrue stories about their former and current bosses and companies. There's just one problem. Glassdoor is now requiring that all users register their real names in order to post reviews. Many users are in complete meltdown about what they've written, in fear that their true identities can now be discovered. Yes, you can still choose to remain anonymous, but for the first time, Glassdoor has real names on file, and those names can be subpoenaed if a business decides to sue. I'm giving away a $500 Amazon gift card right now at winfromkim.com. Okay, coming up next, a call that you're definitely going to want to hear because I bet you'll learn something new. Paul from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello there, Paul. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys.
Well, you know what? We appreciate you listening and going to the website and getting our newsletters too. So, and thank you for your kind words. So how can I help you out today?
So my wife, she's a really great cook, really good at baking. And she has this idea of putting together a cookbook, which has been a 15-year project, and there's some all kinds of fiascos. But the point is we were just talking about finding some software that she could make a cookbook and something simple, but without spending an arm and a leg. And we were kind of talking about it, and I just said, I bet you Kim Komando knows. So I did. I sent an email, and here we are now talking.
Oh, you know what? That's so awesome. So what is the best thing that she makes, Paul? I mean, you said she's a fabulous cook, but what's the one, if you could say like one thing, what do you think that would be?
Well, personally, I'm for her cherry pie. Mm. So she bakes really well, and she cooks really well, and that's how she expresses her love for people.
Oh.
And so she wanted to make a cookbook and put all kinds of recipes, and there was just a big disaster, and she put it on hold for a long time and started over again. So.
Well, you know, it's really super easy to make cookbooks now. There's, of course, you can buy software and download software, but there might be some other ways. Like, for example, if you have a Shutterfly account, you have pictures, is that you can actually make a photo book and include pictures of the food along with recipes or even pictures of people who maybe she got the recipes from with little stories about it. There's also Mixbook that's really popular that does beautiful recipe books, gorgeous. And if you're looking for another type of option, it's createmycookbook.com. But you know what? I'll post links to all of these over inside the Komando community. So if you can go to komando.com/community, and then that's where I'll post some links for you. But real quick, we don't have a lot of time, but what was this disaster that you mentioned?
Okay, so about 15 years ago, she has this idea. She had this software called Master Cook, mm-hmm. and it went defunct. And she had lost the software and then lost the case to get the software. She had literally loaded up 500 recipes in the cloud, and now she can't get to it. And she was so discouraged that she just put it aside. And 3 years later, she was ready to try it again.
Oh, I see.
We're having to find a new software.
I understand that. Just to let you know, Paul, that Master Cook is still online. They're at mastercook.com. I know the program you're talking about was super popular for so many years. And so maybe what you want to do is, you know, give a shout out and drop a note to their tech support over there and tell them your story. Maybe there's some way they might be able to help you get it back. I'm not sure. But congratulations, she still wants to do the project after that type of nightmare. And again, we'll put the links over inside the Komando community. Big virtual hug for listening. Now, if you want your questions tackled, head to komando.com and find that link that says email Kim. Yes, sirree. Every single note you send me becomes my must read. Hey, be the tech guru among all your friends and fam. Sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.